Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. It's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it. You will know if your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because don't get some.
A friendship that will never ever end.
Ah, what's the name of the show, though?
It is Eastside Davidson. What showing show? That is what you were listening to.
All right, fantastic introduction by Stanley McDonald. And that's right, my name is Eastside Dave. Okay, and my son's name is Stanley Mack. This is the Eastside Davidson Wrestling Show. Another round of applause for us. Because it
is... Number one father-son wrestling show.
Number one father-son wrestling podcast in the world. That is absolutely confirmed. But let me tell you something. We have no time for nonsense. Because it is SummerSlam Sunday.
The biggest party of the summer.
The biggest party of the summer. And you're never going to see it coming. Okay. Or you'll never see it coming. Or don't see it coming or something. They've given a slogan.
You will never... see it coming, and this is a new WWE thing, it seems like.
They've put a new slogan on SummerSlam, you'll never see it coming. I'm assuming that's going to mean it's going to be a big surprise. But before we get into all of this, Stanley Mack, let me say, here you are, Stanley Mack, the co-host of the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show. In some people's eyes, the number one star. In some people's eyes, the babyface, the hero, the good guy. I don't know why. People call me Dave, Eastside Davey Mac. They call me the heel. They call me the bad guy. I'm the villain. I don't even understand what I did. Just this morning, I gave this kid some potato chips. Does that sound like something a heel would do? Does it? Go ahead, Stan. You can answer that question.
Yes!
Oh, God. So I'm the heel? All right. That's... wow. All these years... Now, here. I've got to say something to you, Mr. Stanley Mack. Get closer to the microphone. Thank you. Now, let me tell you something, my little friend. Do you know what today is? You don't know what today is.
SummerSlam.
Today is our SummerSlam episode. It is not just our SummerSlam episode. In fact, what people may not realize is today is the 5th anniversary of the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show. Round of applause.
You got that one. You said this is the 5th anniversary, meaning this would be the 5th episode.
No, it's the 5th anniversary. That's what anniversaries are, bro. They go year by year by year. We started this thing in August of August 30th, 2015 was our premiere episode. We had no idea what we were doing. We just thought, oh, well, we'll just do this little thing for us and have a little fun. And 5 years later, we're now not only on EastsideDaveCountry.com, we're on iTunes, we're on all the networks, but we're also syndicated through WRAT.com and the Beasley Podcasting Studios. We are now syndicated across the country on over 70 radio stations. How about that, Stanley Mack?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I mean, you're talking about people in Detroit listening to the Eastside Davidson Wrestling Show. You're talking about people in Philadelphia listening to the show. You're talking about people in Boston listening to the show. You're talking about people in Washington, D.C. listening to the show. You're talking about people in Florida listening to the show. You're talking about so many people across the United States of America listening to the Eastside Davidson Wrestling Show, the best father-son wrestling podcast in the world. Happy 5th anniversary! Party! Party!
Party!
Party! Party! Party! So as a result, I have a big party planned for you today, Stan. And our first gift, my first gift to you, is a brand new bell. There you go. Now, this is supposed to be used as a ring bell. It's a little bit, I think it's a little fancy sounding. It's not the greatest ring bell that indicates when a match starts and stops. It's a little, it's a little British for my taste. Not really. But still, that's a brand new ring bell for you, Stanley Mack. So congratulations. That's what I got. And oh, that's not all. My second gift to you is a fun snack, a snack that you're not very familiar with. It's a bag of vegetables. Look at this. Look at this. Carrots. Look at this. Broccoli's in here. And then I got some spinach in here. Oh, I'm on fire tonight. A bag of vegetables for my co-host and partner, Stanley Mack. That's not all. I got more for the Eastside Dave and Son 5th Anniversary Spectacular, SummerSlam Spectacular. I got you an envelope. Come on. Look at that. You can put mail in this thing. You can put letters. You can write a check for a bill, maybe the electricity bill. All these things are yours. Hold up. But that's not all. I also got a AA battery that I just found on the floor. A AA battery! Look at this. Look at this next gift that I got from my partner of the Eastside Davidson Wrestling Show. It's a pen! A brand new pen!
I'm happy, guys! So great. Good to be me. But, Dad, you know what I want to talk about?
What?
The Thunderdome.
Let's talk about the Thunderdome. Let's have some fun. Let's talk about the Thunderdome. And let's get going already. So, because we have a huge SummerSlam bonanza, okay? And my co-host just actually left his station to have some milk. This is one of the challenges that I have to incur through... Oh, here he's back! Okay, now listen. We got 8 listed matches. We were going to make a prediction for a match that may or may not even happen. But just in case it does happen, I think we should make it. So let's start with our imaginary match. Because if you were watching Friday Night SmackDown, you would find out that Jeff Hardy on one knee, one good leg, shockingly defeated AJ Styles for the Intercontinental Championship. We were thinking that they're going to have a rematch at SummerSlam, right? There's such great talents and superstars. But that match is not listed. But just in case it is, let's make the prediction right now. AJ Styles versus Jeff Hardy, Intercontinental Championship. Oh, God. Hold on one sec.
Daddy, wait!
What's up?
Happy 5th anniversary!
That is why you interrupted me? To say, Daddy, wait, happy... You know what? That's actually a nice thought. And you know who we should also thank? Our special guest star, every once in a while, Juliana Mack. Right? Is she here? Is she here? Come on, Jules. Say
Hello.
Something. And you are our special guest star. Every once in a while, you know, when we need some more commentary, we bring in Juliana Mack. 5 years of this stellar wrestling podcast. What do you think about that?
I still can't believe that.
Isn't that amazing?
Insane.
Do you have a highlight? What was your favorite episode?
I don't know. I really can't.
Awesome. She doesn't have one. She doesn't have one, ladies and gentlemen. When they all stink.
Yeah, that's actually why. I was going to say that they're all wonderful, but you know what? You're right. They actually are all terrible.
Thank you very much. Juliana Mack, everyone.
Juliana Mack.
Thank you, Jules. Special guest star for today. Okay, listen. I'd love to sit here and pat ourselves on the back and say, hey, listen, 5 years. 5 years. Happy anniversary. Number one. Father-son wrestling podcast in the world, which is all true, but we have a SummerSlam spectacular to discuss, all right? Now listen, we never got around to our prediction. Very quickly, AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy. If there is an Intercontinental rematch, Jeff Hardy would be your Intercontinental champion. He just defeated AJ on Friday Night SmackDown. Who do you think would win, Stanley?
Jeff Hardy. Come
Jeff, on. Jeff retaining, you know what? I hate to agree with you right off the bat. I'm going with you. I do. Jeff just got the Intercontinental Championship belt on Friday.
Two nights ago.
2 nights ago. So I think there's no way that AJ Styles takes the belt. But that's if the match even occurs, right?
Yeah, the match might not.
All right, so let's get into it. Let's get into the matches that are official, that are listed on the card, even if the card is subject to change. Let's start off with the Raw Tag Team Championship. That's the Street Profits. Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford, they're your Raw Tag Team Champions versus Andrade and Angel Garza, of course, being managed by Zelina Vega. Stanley Mack, who do you like?
See, I mean, it's tough to go against the Street Profits in this one.
All right, so is that your prediction?
Yep, I'm going Street Profits.
Excellent. It's an interesting prediction, and it's dead wrong. Street Profits have been champions for a while. Andrade and Angel Garza are on television all the time. It seems like, you know what, have Zelina Vega be managing some champions. I know she managed Andrade when he was U.S. Champion, but, you know, this makes sense to me. I think the Street Profits are going down. I think Andrade and Angel Garza win this one, okay?
But she's never managed champions.
Exactly. And I think that makes sense from my humble opinion. Next one. WWE United States Championship match. That's Apollo Crews, your WWE United States Champion, versus MVP. MVP has recently started the Hurt Business, where he's hanging around Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin. What do you think here, Steve?
Bobby Lashley is stillborn. Is that fact changed yet?
I don't think so. But this isn't about Bobby Lashley. It's MVP in there. Let's go.
MVP is good on the mic. I have some stuff to say about him. He's great on the mic. In the ring, that can improve, but you know what?
That can improve. He's like 45 years old.
That can improve.
I'm not sure how much more he can improve. If he's not, he's about to retire like within like a year or two, is what I'm saying. So I'm not sure if he's looking to expand too much on his in-ring performance. But all right, I like your analysis. Keep going.
He's not that old, by the way.
He is. He's in his 40s.
No.
I thought he was like in his 60s. Juliana thinks he's in his 60s. He's going to be very, very upset when he hears that. Let's see. Montavious, he's 46 years old. Born
what?
In October 28th, 1973.
Well, he can still improve. Anyone can improve.
You're right. That's not my point. Anyway, who do you like in the match? Let's go.
Upset. City. Dun dun. MVP. Montavious.
Something,
whatever.
Something, something. Okay. Stanley going with MVP. Don't forget, Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin are banned from ringside, and because of that critical information, I think Apollo Crews retains his United States Championship. So I have to disagree with you on that one. I'm smart. You're you.
Yeah, but I think
I'm intelligent. You're Stan. The bottom line right now.
He's like a six-time, not six.
I'm brilliant. Next match.
MVP's the man.
Next match. Let's get to Mandy Rose versus Sonya Deville. It's a no disqualification, loser leaves WWE match. That's a lot to say. But anyway, career on the line. Either Mandy Rose is going to be banned from the WWE if she loses, or Sonya Deville will be banned. Either way, let's go.
And if this was originally going to be a heel versus heel match until an incident happened with Sonya Deville. Do you want to...
Sonya Deville had a guy who tried to break into her house. It was a scary incident, and Sonya and Mandy were there, and so that changed sort of the storyline. That changed the match, but it's still going on, and it's still one-on-one, and you could argue, I think, that stakes are even higher. It's not just your hair is on the line, it's your career is on the line. And so, go with your prediction.
You
let's
know
go.
What? I'm sorry. Hey, ho-ho, Sonya has got to go. Mandy's winning.
Wow. You think Sonya Deville is going down to Mandy Rose? Unbelievable prediction.
Mandy needs to avenge from all that Sonya Deville has done. When Sonya Deville was taking Mandy Rose's hair off, the worst thing in WWE history.
Oh, man. Stanley's having a breakdown. You're crying. Because Mandy Rose simply got a haircut. In fact, I actually thought it was a nice haircut. I thought she could... Sonya Deville should have charged her like $75. It was very stylish, you know?
you know.
And they all have long hair, so this kind of separated Mandy Rose. I thought it wasn't such a bad thing, but apparently Mandy didn't like those extra 3 inches cut off from the bottom of her head. So look, career on the line, and guess what? I'm actually going to agree with you. I think Sonya Deville is going to lose this match. I really do. I think Sonya is, this is going to be a very difficult, you know, this is going to be an interesting match. Career on the line type of thing, or loser leaves WWE. That's, I always like those. So I'm agreeing with you on this one. I think Sonya's going to get defeated.
Or a loser leaves, or career threatening. This is when it's just one person, right?
That's right. So we're in agreement. So far, we're agreeing, disagreeing, agreeing, disagreeing. Okay, here we go. Next one.
Wait, before I get to this day?
Sure.
Do you want to talk about, what do you think is the greatest of these kind of matches? Like a loser leaves or career threatening match? I would say Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels.
Oh.
Career threatening match.
That's good. You know, Ric Flair's been involved in a couple of them because before when he went to the WWE and then before he went back to WCW, he was in a match against Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, and that was a really good match. And it was loser leaves WWE. Mr. Perfect won, so Ric Flair had to leave.
And he went to?
WCW. I just said that. Have I gone crazy?
But wait, oh yeah, I think it was like 2011. Since Ric Flair was in his, like, 50s, you know what Mr. McMahon said?
What?
The next match you lose, you're fired. And it's like, he is, like, 59.
All right, here we go. Next match is going to be Dominic Mysterio, the son of Rey Mysterio, versus Seth Rollins. This is a very, very intense, much heated street fight. Rey Mysterio will be in Dominic's corner. Murphy will be in Seth Rollins' corner. No DQs. What do you think?
Street fight. In the Thunderdome, everyone, who I tried to talk about, but my co-host here didn't really want to talk about it that much. But the point is, Seth Rollins versus Dominic. You know what? I know a lot of people probably think it's Dominic's debut. They're going to have him win. I think no. I think the leader of the Monday Night Messiah is taking this match.
What? You think Seth Rollins is going to win this?
Yes.
That's incredibly controversial. I would love to bet you $25 that Dominic Mysterio is going to defeat Seth Rollins. What? How much money do you have on you right now? Let me check.
I have no
money. What is this? You have 6 cents. You have a nickel and a penny. All right, well, I guess for 6 cents, we're going to be betting on this one. And you better pay up, by the way.
No, I'm not.
You're not betting six
not
cents?
Betting.
You're that scared. You're that
doubtful
of your own prediction? Okay, he's putting 6 cents on the line in case you're not watching, and I don't know how you would, being that this is an audio-only podcast. We are shaking hands. So 6 cents on the line. I am 100% going with Dominic Mysterio. Seth Rollins and Murphy have been tormenting Dominic and Rey Mysterio for weeks now, and I think we finally get our revenge at SummerSlam inside the Thunderdome.
By the way, and you know what? Can I choose the next?
No. That's never how the show has ever worked, and you are absolutely prohibited from choosing the next match. Next one. Here we go, Stanley. I wonder why people think I'm the heel, why I'm the villain of the show. I have no idea. I feel like I come across very nice. I feel like I come across as a nice person. Do you agree with that statement?
No.
No, he doesn't. Next match is going to be Bayley versus Asuka. Now remember, Asuka is fighting twice tonight for both women's championships. Bayley is the SmackDown Women's Champion. So she will be fighting Asuka first. So, who do you think? Bayley or Asuka?
By the way, you gotta respect the golden role models. You gotta. Bayley, 300 and... Today marks the 317th day as SmackDown Women's Champion.
Unbelievable run for Bayley. That cannot be denied. She has been an incredible SmackDown Women's Champion.
And
who do you like?
Sasha's the star of the one.
And Sasha's back. Who do you like? Let's go.
Who do I like? And you know what? I'm thinking Bayley.
Bayley? Interesting. And by the way, it happens to be correct for a change. I mean, you're actually right with your prediction.
For a change.
I mean, that was actually a smart prognostication.
For a change.
I mean, you made sense.
For a change.
Next match.
Oh, hold on. I didn't do my prediction. I agree with you. Bayley will defeat Asuka. Next one. Let's go right to Sasha now versus Asuka. This is for the Raw Women's Championship. Sasha is your Raw Women's Champion. Who do you like? Sasha or Asuka?
Daddy was telling me before this how to do I'm number one in Japan.
Japanese, yep.
But I already forget it, so I'm just going to say...
Ichiban. Ichiban is the phrase. Thank you.
Ichiban.
Say it.
Asuka is Ichiban. She's winning the title.
Asuka's number one, says Stanley. And she will defeat Sasha. And by the way, Stanley Mack, 1,000,000% wrong. Sasha's winning this match. I believe in every fiber of my soul that Sasha Banks will retain her Raw Women's Championship.
I think going 0-2, you think?
That's what I think. Next one. We're really getting down to it here. All right, how about this? We have... I guess we just have two more matches, brother. So, Drew McIntyre, your WWE Champion, versus Randy Orton. What do you think? This is a tough one. I really feel like this is 50-50. Flip a coin, see where it lands. I could absolutely picture both people winning.
At least you can do that with my sixth sense.
Yeah, that's true. So, Drew McIntyre, your WWE champion, or Randy Orton?
Drew McIntyre has had a good one, and I do think it will continue.
Wow. So, Stanley's going with Drew McIntyre, and Stanley is... incorrect as usual. Wasn't that a nice song? Aren't I a good singer? Let's see. Here, listen to my voice. Don't listen to the words or the lyrics, but just listen to how my voice is. Okay, ready? And then you just tell me if you like it or not. Stanley makes one wrong prediction after another. I think Randy Orton is going to defeat Drew McIntyre and be your new WWE champion.
By the way, the next match I'm just going to say with the stipulation that I didn't even notice that it's going to be a false count anyways, Matt, is the next.
Well, let's not jump the gun. I'm sticking with this. This is for the WWE Championship. And what do you think about my prediction? I feel like Randy's going to win this.
It's 50-50. But you know what? I think it's 51 Drew McIntyre. 51%.
All right.
Randy on 59.
Fair enough. Now, our final match. What we would imagine is the main event. Your WWE Universal Champion, Braun Strowman, versus The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. And yes, as Stan pointed out, this is a falls count anywhere match.
I didn't even know that.
Should be quite exciting. What do you think? Braun Strowman, your champ, is he going to retain? Or will the Fiend get his
way? Yowie wowie. What?
Right.
Or, I think it's Braun Strowman.
You're going with Braun Strowman?
Yes.
Oh my lord, what a prediction. And it's incredible how wrong it is. Yet again, Stanley makes a very inaccurate prognostication because the Fiend, Bray Wyatt's going to find a way to take this Universal Championship off of Strowman. That's what's happening. You can guarantee it. And if the Fiend Bray Wyatt does not defeat Braun Strowman, I will bury myself in the backyard live on YouTube. Okay? All right. That's all you have to say for that shocking announcement? Hello?
Oh, big, nice announcement. Nice one.
Listen. We've done it. We've made our predictions, our prognostications. SummerSlam 2020. Here we come. As for you, pal, it is our fifth anniversary, and I'd like to...